Yeah, what's going on, world? This is Brother Malcolm, and welcome to another edition of Culture Connection. Today, we're going to be on a live call with the greatest ever, our sister Casey Lehman. What's up, Casey?
Hey, y'all. Good morning.
So, today I wanted to talk about, I am surprised how many people don't know some of the, you know, unspoken and certain rules about attending the theater. So I wanted to give you my take on that. So let's get it started off, Casey. Are you good with that?
Yeah, because it's interesting. You and I talk about the fact that there's not enough of our community that actually supports live theater. So that's probably part of it.
I'm sure it is. So here we go. Top 10 things you need to know about theater etiquette. Number 10, it's called theater. Not theater. Ladies and gentlemen, please do not put an A-Y in between the theater. Number 9, I know this is your one night out for culture in the year, but please, it's not prom or the Academy Awards. Business casual or church attire should suffice at any theater event. You can even keep it casual for a matinee or any show days. But please don't come in your sequin studded gowns.
You mean I can't wear my hat? I can't wear my hat?
Now, some shows you can wear that crown if the show is called Crowns. But no, honestly, it's okay to wear hats in the theater. I mean, you often see people wearing them. But out of respect for people in front of you, I would suggest that you take it off right before the show starts. Number 8, reading. Did you know that reading is fundamental?
Yes, it is.
The program is there for a reason. If you don't understand what's going on, 9 times out of 10, the answers are going to be found in the plot summary or the dramaturgical notes in your program. Read. Number 7, expand your mind. Don't only go see black shows running in town. See it all and see the world. Number 6, please sit in your assigned seat. I know you think of this as church, but people have purchased specific seats for specific views of the piece that they want to see. Can I get an amen?
Amen.
Number 5. Please do not bring your loud, intermission, hard plastic wrap brownie into the theater and think eating it in the second act will not distract me. It does. Eat in the lobby. When you're in the theater, just watch the show. And speaking of unwrapping things, number 4. Unwrap your candy or your cough drops. Do not be doing that during the show. We can hear it all. Number 3, learn that the world does not operate on CPT. Please get to the theater and or venue on time and allow time for parking. We'll call pickup and any unforeseen incidents. For example, traffic. There's nothing worse than having to get up and let somebody in the road because they never learn to get anywhere on time. Can I get another amen?
Yes, amen.
I just don't understand why people, I'm like, is this your whole life? Everything's late?
It's not like the movie theater where you get previews.
Exactly. Once the show starts, you're in it. Number 2, speaking of, this is live theater, ladies and gentlemen. That means everyone, including the actors on stage, can hear you. So please, no unnecessary commentary. For instance, recently on Broadway, Blair Underwood was playing in a production of A Streetcar Named Desire, and there was an article in the New York Times about how when he comes out, women are hooting and hollering like they had a concert. Ladies and gentlemen, that's inappropriate. That's all I'm going to say. The man is trying to do his work. Please do not call out his name. Hey, Blair! He is a character. He is not Blair Underwood at that moment.
Can I say something before you go to the last one, brother, on this one? I think the only exception to that rule for me, as far as my experience with live theater, was when I went to go see Fela. They do call for audience participation.
That is the caveat. And ladies and gentlemen, if you're at a show, you can feel it out. You're smart enough to know that if you're at a show and it calls for crowd participation, please, by all means, get up, shake your butt, get it cracking, have a good time. But if you're in a show where there's a serious kitchen sink drama going on, please, keep your commentary to yourself. I went to see a production of A Raising the Sun, and every 5 minutes somebody was saying, help me, Jesus, help me, Jesus. Well, he would help you if you'd be quiet and listen to what he might be trying to say in the play to you. Can I get an amen? And finally, Black Kids Family, if you liked it or loved this theater, support it. Many theaters that are working their butts off here for you are nonprofit and heavily rely on your additional support through donations. So I encourage you to kick up your philanthropy and give to something that is enriching your soul. And that's it for me, KC. I don't know if you have any more commentary on it, but you know. That's
no,
how brother.
I think you touched on all of them. If I threw another one in, it would just be pay attention if you leave during intermission to the lights that flash. That means come back in.
Yes.
On time. Don't stay outside talking to your friend. Don't try to stay in line to hurry up and get that drink or that snack. Just come on back into your seat.
Again, that goes back to CP time. You think because the show is not on your light schedule.
Right. And those lights do not mean, that's not like a 15-minute warning.
No, that means the show's about to start.
Right.
You know, I could go on and on and on. I've been doing this for years, especially with my brothers and sisters of the African diaspora.
Yes.
We particularly tend to make up our own etiquette. And at the end of the day, it's all love. I greatly appreciate anybody who supports theater, the arts. It is something that honestly is one of the most moving things about my life, is that I get to experience the human condition on stage. And I really hope that attend a local performance, attend a touring show, and really think about enriching your lives. But as I always end, you know, it's important that you make a career of humanity, commit yourself to a noble struggle for equal rights, knowing that you will make a greater person of yourself, a greater nation of your country, and a final world to live in. The Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. What? That's it for this week. Thank y'all. Tune in soon on another Black Is Online segment of The Culture Connection. Peace.